Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Crystal Quest Show with John Dennis Govert and Happy Hara on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio, where we explore crystal energy, astrology, earth mysteries, metaphysics, ancient cultures, and spirituality. I am your co-host, Happy Hara, and I'm here with our other co-host, John Dennis Govert. In today's show, we are discussing star wisdom, shamanism, and extraterrestrial contact. This is a relevant and timely topic, given the widespread increase across the world of UAP, UFO, and unidentified drone sightings. To help us navigate questions about star beings, we have with us today Lisa Buritz, who has had personal encounters with intelligences from other stars and has created a unique oracle deck called Shamanic Star Wisdom. Lisa Buritz has traveled the world learning shamanism as practiced by Sandra Ingerman, Sun Bear, and in the art of Hawaiian Huna. She runs seminars in both Hawaii and Austria, and in Hawaii, she organizes encounters in the wild with dolphins and whales. Lisa, welcome to the Crystal Quest Show.
Hello. Aloha.
Yes.
Aloha.
Yes, and you're saying aloha, but you're calling in from Vienna, right?
Yes, yeah, I am.
Yeah. No, but I love that because you know that's such an interesting combination. But I was just on the big island of Hawaii, and so I really love reading about your connection with Hawaiian shamanism. And whatever you have learned with Hawaiian shamanism connected to shamanic star wisdom, I just recently learned that on the big island of Hawaii, there are locals there who have created a UFO landing pad on a lava field and is considered a star visitor sanctuary. I actually saw this on Ancient Aliens. Do you know about this?
Yeah, there's actually several sites like this all across the islands. So this is nothing unusual, and it's actually rooted in also the old wisdom of the Hawaiian people. Maybe that's why it's been around there on the different islands for such a long time, just natural, relaxed way of getting in contact and having encounters. Because the Hawaiians say in their old shamanic wisdom, like many indigenous cultures, that, yeah, the Tahitians are the ones who eventually came to Hawaii. Those are also ancestors, but the original ancestors come from the Pleiades of the Hawaiian people. So this is a deep belief in their worldview, and I actually learned that from my school teacher of my kids in Hawaii when we lived there for many years. And and that's when I really started digging in deeper and deeper and deeper.
Yeah, so there's so much to cover in this show today, but I kind of wanted to start off with like some of your personal experiences. I'm kind of fascinated about your own experiences with maybe, you know, interdimensional entities or extraterrestrials. Do you want to share anything about that?
Sure, I can do that. And I'm also curious to hear if you've had any experiences like that, but I'll gladly start. The first one I had as a child, I've had lots of communication, different levels with star beings, different beings from different dimensions, but two experiences in my lifetime that were so real that it had nothing to do with a meditation or a trance. It was just boom, it was just there, and I wasn't even looking for it, which is for me even more showing that it was real. And what I hear from people who have had similar experiences, it's very similar. These kind of experiences just happen, and then you're just at a loss of words of understanding it, because in our culture there's nothing to put it in a context yet. So, except movies or even this old wisdom, which is now slowly coming through. And one was as a child, where star beings took me up to their spaceship, and it was very familiar, and I just felt like I knew these beings, and they said that they are an old part of my background, and they put a mark on my finger, which is still here today. There's two rings that are intertwined that just appeared suddenly, and they're still as strong as ever on my finger. I can show anybody who wants to see it, kind of like a physical evidence. And the other experience I had when I was in my early 20s, again, not looking for it, not thinking about it, there was an experience where they came and worked somehow on my head, and some kind of an operation or something they did there, but it was very pleasant. It opened my mind and my head to the entire universe, and I felt another deep connection and a deep opening, and after that nothing really was the same anymore. I mean, it was I just never forgot that.
Well, and I'm sure these experiences have helped guide you or inform you about your life path, because, you know, you're creating oracle decks about star beings, you're doing lectures. I mean, do you feel like that these experiences helped form your path in your life?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like it's part of my calling, and I really enjoy it. It's very interesting, and I always am learning and growing, learning new things. Have you had experiences with star beings or John Dennis?
Yes. Yes, John Dennis. Have you had any being experiences?
I've seen a lot of craft. I have seen craft in Tucson and in California and things like that. And I can't say that I've had like a direct one, but I had a, there was like this Chinese master who is like connected to star beings and things like that. He was giving a lecture in Tucson. He was walking through the audience and picking on people. So he picked on me. And he goes, this guy looks like an American, but he knows a lot about Chinese medicine, but he's not from here.
and he was referring to you, John Dennis?
Yes, he was.
Oh, wow. John Dennis, do you want to disclose what alien race you're from?
He didn't want to talk to me about that. He just was like setting things up. Then he went on to the next person, you know.
Wow. Well, I know there's an experience. I don't want to talk too much about my experiences. I've probably had quite a few, but I know, like, not that long ago, I was hiking the mountains near here, where Tucson is known, because I live in Tucson,
yes.
Arizona. It's known for its UFO sightings, but we also have a really large Air Force base here too. And I noticed that there seems to be a correlation between Air Force bases and UFO sightings. But I just remember not that long ago, I was hiking in the mountains, and I also turned, and there was something flying right above the mountains, extremely fast, this very large craft, definitely not something that's normal aircraft. And it was flying so fast, and then just boom, just disappeared. And I know I didn't make that up in my mind. I mean, I couldn't take a picture of it because it went by so fast. And in a way, it just disappeared too, like almost went to another dimension or something. And I wasn't thinking about UFOs. I wasn't trying to see one, you know. But it's like, you know, sometimes people say, well, why don't we have more images of them? It's because of stuff like that. They can move really fast and go, and then they disappear. So, you know, that's something I remember very recently. But you know, so Lisa would love to know more about your background in shamanic star wisdom. And, you know, like some of the teachings that you've gotten from that, and like what some of the ancient peoples or ancient teachings can inform us about contact with maybe other beings.
A lot, yeah. So my background is in journalism. That's what I got a degree in, and I worked in the mainstream for many, many years. So I've been, by nature, always been a very curious person. And then I slowly moved away from the mainstream at the same time already doing my shamanic trainings, traveling a lot. I got my kids really late in life, so at 41, so until then I traveled all over the world, and my original connection with the indigenous teachers was earthbound, very earthy, very healing Mother Earth, very not really that interested in the universe. I knew it was there, but I was very focused on the earth. And I learned from teachers in the Americas and Hawaii and different parts of the world. I traveled to every continent. And I always registered that they also spoke about the star beings, about the star ancestry. I heard teachings about that, talks, lectures, and it was always like on the side, and I remembered also my experiences, but I couldn't really quite understand it. I think I was just too young, to tell you the truth. It's just also part of getting older. You just open, I mean, you know, maybe it's the older you get, then when you start realizing at some point you're also going to leave your body, that you start expanding into the universe to what's out there and maybe your connection with that and what is there. Maybe that has something to do with it. And in any event, when we lived in Hawaii, and my kid's Hawaiian culture teacher told me that, it all just clicked, and I remembered what I had learned from the different indigenous teachers around the world, and I realized it was so similar. It's so similar, just all these stories of ancestors coming from different parts of the universe, from different dimensions, that there's several parallel universes also with the Earth-like planets. I mean, they pretty much describe everything that is now being confirmed by physics, astrophysics, and quantum physics, and probably also the experience of swimming with dolphins and whales for years and years, kind of in a very fluid space, which is kind of in the universe, and also the dolphins and whales are also considered by the indigenous teachings as the other beings on the planet, aside from humans, that were also in some way seeded by star beings or come from, have ancestors in the universe. Probably all of that combined just kind of let it bloom and blossom inside of me, so that this has become a very additional big focus in my work, and helping people understand that it is not anything new agey, and it's not something that only comes from science fiction movies. In fact, the science fiction movies and the new aginess is tapping into this old channeling, this old wisdom, which is part of our genes, so to speak.
Well, you know, speaking of genes, but speaking of genes, I know there's a book associated with your new Oracle deck, which I've been reading, and you did mention that there's extraterrestrial genetics in human DNA.
In fact, the scientist who studied the DNA, Dr. Francis Crick, he even won the Nobel Prize for his research into DNA. He theorized that there have to be extraterrestrial genes embedded in human DNA based on the structure of DNA, that it's impossible that it only comes from Earth. So, it's all in us. And we can connect with that. We can wake up our old connection and get a deeper understanding from where our origins are in the universe as to why we're on the planet at these crazy, crazy times we're living in now. Big, big transformation. And that also, this transformation, these transformative times can also be understood by this old, old shamanic star wisdom, because we're just moving through another cycle, which occurs cyclically, you know, every 11,000 years, every 26,000 years, every couple of million of years, and these events are all taking place right now. And this is just the beginning. It's not, this is the next 2,000 years, we're moving through the Pleiades photon radiation belt, and we're just at the beginning. This is a lot is going to change and transform the next 2,000 years. And the last time this transformation occurred was 11,000 years ago, and that is when Atlantis was meant to have ended, and also the end of the Ice Age. Do you want to know a little more about that?
Yes. I also want to... Maybe in the next segment we should get into that a little bit more, because I also wanted to talk a little bit about your Oracle deck too. I know that you have, you are the author and the creator of the deck. Who is the illustrator?
Petra Kühne. I've done a couple of decks with her, and she's a German artist who has worked with numerous authors, also in the U.S., and she's a wonderful, wonderful artist and a really beautiful and gentle soul.
Yeah, and I'm kind of interested in the collaborative process. So you came up with the cards, and then you collaborated with her to put your vision on the cards. Is that how it worked?
Yeah, we were in a constant, near pretty much daily, several times daily communication, sometimes on the phone, sometimes on Facebook, talking when she had questions that I'd explain. She also participated in one of my shamanic star wisdom seminars to understand what I was getting into. And she just got the vision very clearly of how she wanted to painted.
Yeah.
Do you like the pictures?
Yes, I do. I think it's a very positive deck. You know, like I go through it.
Yes.
And you know, this is not a scary alien deck. This is, you know,
no.
you even make the Dracos and the Reptilians look good. So, you know.
Well, some of them are positive.
I know, in fact, John Dennis and I, of course, we've been working with your deck for the past month or so, and so one day he picked the Draco Reptilian card, and then I read your description, because immediately you said, oh no, and then I read the description,
no.
And I thought, you know, I think we need to look at Draco's Reptilians in a new light, you know, I mean, you presented some of these alien groups in ways I hadn't thought of before, and I like that challenge. You know, in your deck, you mentioned 14 star groups. How did you come up with these 14 different star alien groups?
So there's much more, of course, than that, but these appear to be in the teachings of the old shamanic wisdom in indigenous cultures. These appear to be the main groups that show up again and again and again in their stories, in their sagas, in their legends. So the oldest one being the Lyrans, which go way, way back.
Yeah, and then I know you have a couple of cards in the deck concerning whales and dolphins. I mean, where do the whales, since you're really involved with whales and dolphins, I saw videos, or you were even involved with the United Nations, and you gave the United Nations a talk about dolphins.
Yeah, I gave a few talks there, as a matter of fact, and one also in the Year of the Dolphin for the protection of the dolphins and whales. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So well, what is the extraterrestrial connection with dolphins and whales?
So the shamanic ancient wisdom from several continents, be it in Hawaii or even in Africa or in Australia, just to name a few, they say that everything has evolved on Earth from the elements here, from what it, you know, the basic elements, what has developed here, all the plants, all the animals, except for the humans and except for the dolphins and whales. The dolphins and whales are very intelligent beings who have probably intelligence higher to us humans, have been around longer than humans, and have capabilities to see with their sonar system into other frequencies and dimensions, which we are not able to. They are very, very highly developed, advanced beings.
Yeah, I've always felt whenever I hear dolphin songs or hear that very high-pitched, communication with dolphins, there's something about it that, like, speaks to my soul, especially dolphin songs. There's something there. I've always thought, like, there's something almost unearthly about it. Anyway, Lisa, we're going to come back. We have to take a break right now. We'll be right back with our guest, Lisa Beerett, author of the new Oracle deck called Shamanic Star Wisdom. You are listening to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information it'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's chintamanimatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And we're continuing our conversation with Lisa Biritz, the author of the Shamanic Star Wisdom Oracle, as well as several other books. And she is also has a number of courses that she offers in person. And you can find that on her website and other things, which we'll have you disclose at the end of the segment. I wanted to sort of start off with an interesting thing. When I was in Peru and I was wandering about, we were with a number of people who were like, disciples of the Incans, you know, modern day disciples. And so, they were taking us up to this particular mountain and they said, well, we're going to meet with the Space Brothers. And so, that was about to happen, but the night before that, there was, you know, late night, we were at 16,000-17,000 feet, and then I started to have this blinking light phenomenon. I was just like flashing blink, 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 and I thought, my God, I'm having a heart attack. I'm too high, literally, in altitude, and so I talked to them the next morning. They said, oh, no, you're being contacted beforehand. Whenever you see those flashing lights, they're present. So this morning, right after I woke up and I started walking down the hallway, the lights were flashing. So.
Wow.
It was like today, yes. It's like talking about contact. So.
Wow.
It was a great sign. It said to me that we were on the right path here. So let's kind of follow up on the radiation belt and the Pleiadian connection and the photon belt, and if you can describe that a little bit.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and it also plays a big part in old shamanic star wisdom. So every planet is surrounded by a radiation belt, like an energy belt. And the Pleiades, which is a cluster of many, many, many stars that we can see from the Earth, from everywhere on the Earth with the naked eye at certain times of the years. That's why it plays such a big role in pretty much every ancient legend, in star stories, mythology. Because it's a cluster of so many stars, when we move through the Pleiades radiation belt, our solar system, every 11,000 years, and it takes 2,000 years to move through that, there appears to be, according to this old wisdom, there appears to be much, much higher energy. Photons move at the speed of light, are their elementary particles of light and carriers of electromagnetic energy. And so when we're basically 11,000 years, we're in darkness or outside of this Pleiades photon belt, it appears to be a much more, maybe even stable time, you could say. And then when we move Earth and our solar system through this radiation belt, 2,000 years, there's a lot of light, and it shines in every dark corner, and anything that cannot withstand this light gets shaken up bright, bright, like if you shine a light into a dusty corner in your room or under your bed, and you're like, oh, my God, look at all that dust there. So this is what's going on now, and we just started, and this is going to go on the next 2,000 years. And of course, we're not where we were 11,000 years ago. We're at a different level as planet Earth. Now we're on the next level. And anything, any system, any structure, any internal pattern, family patterns, country patterns, political patterns, anything that does not withstand this light is going to decay, and anything that can withstand it is going to keep on existing and will evolve into new structures, into new, into a new, evolutionary level for us as humans on this planet, and then we'll be again the next 11,000 years until there's the next 2,000 years. And the last time this happened, apparently Atlantis was supposed to have sunken, and it was also the end of the Ice Age. So also very, very strong physical forces at play. And we're in the beginning of that, and people are all excited about the changes. And I can only say, with based on this old wisdom, and a lot of people are also scared, understandably, with this old wisdom, I think we have a very good understanding of what's going on, and we can relax into it and observe the ride and watch the changes that are happening and realize it's just a very natural cyclical process that we're going through.
Yeah, well, I think everybody feels that. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, but there's a certain group of people that have felt the momentum happening. And, you know, it's sort of like been out in popular literature and, you know, like Earth changes stuff to start with. But then it kept, you know, we kept having more and more ideas about or remembrances of the larger cycles of things. And so that's definitely happening. And, as Happy was saying in the first section, you know, we're having all these sightings that have just increased about UFOs and sky phenomenon, and, you know, what does all this mean? So, yeah, we're definitely there.
We're getting a lot of support. We're getting a lot of observance. The universe is very alive. We're not the only ones. And the dimensions are slowly opening or becoming more perceivable for us. Yeah, this is also something that's going on. I mean, we have three, and with time, four dimensions on Earth, which is not very much, considering that, you know, quantum theorists think there must be somewhere between 10 and 12 dimensions. We're pretty limited here. And sometimes, like the way Happy was describing before, the spaceship was there, and the next second it was gone. Maybe going to another dimension. I think that's exactly what happens. The change from one dimension to the next by these beings that are already on different dimensional levels happens so quickly that sometimes we pick it up and sometimes we don't.
Right. Lisa, could you tell us, for the audience, how people can get in contact with you and can follow your work?
On my homepage, lisarainbow.com.
Okay. You also have a Facebook?
Yeah, I also have a Facebook. I think it's Lisa Buritz. But it's when you go to my homepage, there's a Facebook button you can connect to.
Oh, okay. So start with the Lisa Rainbow website and then move from there.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Com, yes. Okay, that sounds great. And then in the next section, we want to explore the cards themselves a little bit more. And so Happy and I have been playing with them for a while, and so we'll explore that more when we come back. You are listening to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly new moon crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information it'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, positive talk radio. We are here with our special guest, Lisa Burritt, author of the new Oracle deck, Shamanic Star Wisdom, which is published by Earth Dancer and is an Inner Traditions imprint. So, Lisa, I think this is the fun part of the show where we'll work with the deck a little bit and see what kind of answers we get from the deck about maybe certain things going on. I mean, there's been a lot going on with, you know, in the government with aliens and UFOs. I mean, it seemed like not that long ago, I think Congress was having a large session about, you know, UFOs, and the government was needing to respond. And then more recently, we've been seeing a lot of occurrences of UFOs. It just seems like there's a lot more disclosure going on. So I was kind of thinking maybe we could work with your deck and kind of use some of the shamanic star wisdom to see what we get with answers from your deck. What do you think, Lisa?
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. So I was thinking, I have a copy of your deck. I have the cards right in front of me. I'm shuffling them. And probably one of the first questions I have is there a particular wisdom, or is there a particular star group trying to come forward right now? Because, you know, sometimes with the Oracle decks, it's all in the phrasing of the question. I'm kind of thinking, like, is there a positive star group that's trying to contact us and that we want to make connection with or be open to? And who are those beings? And, you know, a little bit more about making us more consciously aware of that. So I'm going to shuffle the deck.
And so is there a positive message or a positive group of star beings trying to make contact with us? All right. So, ooh. I got the card time travel.
Okay.
What comes up for you with that, Lisa?
Well, first of all, how would you spontaneously, without reading what it says, what does that card do to you?
Well, you know, I'm looking at the image, okay, and probably my first response to it was positive, but surprise at the same time. But it was probably how I felt in my gut was, oh, let's get outside of the box with this. Like, I'm kind of thinking they've already made contact. It's not just about now. This is also about the past and the future. And like,
yes.
not pigeonhole one into a third dimension box. You know, like get outside of the box. Look at contact from the past. There's contact in the future. And, you know, time is fluid.
Yes.
And that these beings have the ability to travel through time, but so do we, because, you know, some of the messages I've gotten from indigenous peoples is like they go to sacred sites and go into altered states and they can travel to other stars themselves. So ancient time travelers. I noticed in the image, you know, the stars are going, like there's this image of stars swooshing and going up and kind of to the left. There's also this like kind of circular motion. So, I mean, to me it's like saying for maybe the collective and for myself, also look at your own past experiences, with being.
Yes.
Which is like we kind of did that earlier in the show with you, Lisa. You know, I asked you, what are your experiences? It's making me reflect on my experiences, and I'll probably need to review those. And maybe that's the message to everyone: review your own experiences.
Yes.
And there's messages there. I mean, what would you say about this, Lisa?
Well, I can totally connect with what you're saying. I feel a lot of that as well. And your question was, are there any specific group that are connecting us now? So I think with this, it's that there are so many groups connecting with us and reminding us of our old connection. And like you say, time travel, we travel to maybe places that we originate from in the universe and realize that we ourselves are contacting ourselves maybe from different dimensions at different times as well, or past experiences connecting us with that.
So last night, I was working with the deck and so I kind of had this more personal question about like, is there a particular star family that I'm connected to? And I got the Lyrans and the Vegans. I got that one. And then I asked,
nice.
You know, is there a particular star family there's a particular star group that my family is connected to? And I got the same card again. And it seemed like I had another question kind of along those lines.
That's a confirmation.
And then I got I got it like three times.
Happy?
Connected to me and my,
happy?
And my, yeah.
Hello?
You are listening to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit chintamanimatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at chintamanimatrix.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
ChinTamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChinTamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChinTamaniMatrix.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information that'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChinTamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChinTamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page and just email Happy. That's at ChinTamaniMatrix.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And we're doing our usual segment on the crystal, our highlighting a crystal. And the crystal is chlorite, but it's connected with the 9th to the 10th degree of Capricorn. So Capricorn is it's kind of an interesting a symbol. We think of it as the goat, right? Or especially the mountain goat, like, which shows ambition and the ability to achieve things and get to the pinnacle of things, and that's one image of it. But the old image is of a goat with the tail of a fish, like maybe a whale or something like that. So there's like something different about that. And then also in Egyptian, the Capricorn was a crocodile. So there's like this watery start to it. It's a very, I guess you could say nuanced, but it's an unusual thing. Has a lot to do, it rules things that are very solid, earth and things like that, but it is the karma, it is karma itself, and it is time itself. And so when we were speaking with Lisa, we picked the time travelers, and so I guess it's very perfect that we've got Capricorn in this particular degree. So, Happy, I'd like to ask you a little bit about chlorite, which is connected to this degree.
I know, but, you know, you just opened up a huge Pandora's box there, John Dennis.
And I left it on your doorstep. Sorry.
No, no, because as you were talking about, you know, we think of the goat, but then there is this old image of the goat with the tail of a fish, and then immediately I was thinking of this really classic book by Robert Temple called The Cirrus Mystery, which I remember reading when I was a kid. I mean, I was probably like, I was really young. I was like 10 or 11 years old, and I get this book from the library. And it blew my mind. And it was really hard read because if anyone who's familiar with Robert Temple's work, I mean, this guy's a massive scholar. He footnotes everything, uses sophisticated academic level language. And here I was trying to understand it, but there was something about the essence of the book that was just speaking to me, to my soul. And the whole premise of the book is that in ancient times, like there was this tribe in Africa called the Dogon, who had some sort of sophisticated knowledge about this binary star, Sirius, and then it got morphed into like these beings coming from the star Sirius, but they were aquatic and they had, you know, tails and stuff. And so Upper Temple was making this this argument, but making this connection. The Dogon were in contact with star beings. And I just remember reading this book and I feel like it kind of changed my life in a way. Since that time, I've actually met Robert Temple, and I'm really happy to have met him. I told him this whole story. I said, you helped change my life when I was really young, you know? And so, anyway, so I had to kind of mention this. Now, kind of getting into the crystal of the month, which is really interesting, because I'm actually holding a crystal right now in my hand that has chlorite in it, and it's from Mali, where the Dogon tribe is. I mean, so the synchronicity keeps unraveling here. But anyway, so chlorite is the mineral of the month, and it's connected with Capricorn. So chlorite is more opaque, and in its purer state, it's kind of like a schist, and it's a very mica-like appearance, but it's not as stable as mica. And so it has this kind of earthy green tone to it. And it's kind of soapy and kind of resembles talc in some ways. And it appears in a lot of other minerals. Like the one I'm holding right now, it's incorporated inside this mineral called prehnite with epidote in it too. And then it can also appear in bloodstone. So like the green part of bloodstone has concentrated amounts of chlorite in it. And then it can also appear in jade. So jade has chlorite in it. So there's a lot of crystals that have chlorite in it. And then there's a really popular form of it. And this one's kind of like, I think, a really easy way to absorb chlorite is chlorite and quartz. So you can have like these quartz crystals, and then this kind of like darkish green mineral appears in it, sometimes as phantoms or as an inclusion, and frequently the green material in quartz is chlorite. Now, I have found that particular version of it, chlorite and quartz, is extremely useful for helping heal wounds happening as a result of family systems. In other words, like say if your family has a lot of like old trauma to heal, you know, like maybe the family has PTSD problems, or you grew up in a family that was, I don't know, toxic or you need healing from it, which, by the way, I don't know who doesn't need healing from their family system. But it seems like chlorite and quartz is really, really useful for dealing with, you know, deep family healing. And so that's one of the reasons, that's one of the ways that I use it. And oddly enough, you know, I frequently find in astrology that Capricorn is about family tradition. And, like, you can get kind of, like, into ancestors with it. And so here's a mineral showing up that helps us with, you know, like, family systems or family traditions or, you know, ancestral issues coming forward through the family line or the genetics. And this is a mineral that can help us. It's very useful to put it right over the heart chakra, because now we're kind of working with the green chakra. So I think of chlorite as a mineral that helps to stabilize the heart chakra, to heal it, do deep healing and renewed growth in the heart chakra, which can also help us with, I think, personal power and confidence and a sense of warriorship, like being a heart warrior in the heart. I think it helps us on that level. I think chlorite is one of those kind of minerals. It's incorporating a lot of green crystals. Like green aventurine frequently has chlorite in it. So you don't have to go necessarily seeking for chlorite itself. You can find it in a lot of different minerals that are fairly common. Like epidote is frequently associated with chlorite too. The other thing I wanted to say about chlorite, which is really important, is that a lot of people think that chlorite is chlorine, and it's not. Chlorite really has nothing to do with chlorine. Where that name comes from, it's a Greek word that comes, the root word is chloris, and it means green, all right? So, anyway, I also wanted to mention, before we end this segment, with Lisa Burritt, people can contact her at lisarainbow.com. That is her website, and her new Oracle deck, Shamanic Star Wisdom Oracle, is available on the Inner Traditions site and through major bookstores too.
Okay, thank you very much. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information it'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
GentamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit GentamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's GentamaniMatrix.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.